Homeland Security's, quote, benefit categories, unquote, list checking voter registration, citizenship status as one of its main functions. The federal government allows SAVE to be used and check legal status as part of an ensuring the eligibility of registered voters.
Angie, is checking voter registration citizenship status one of the main functions of the Homeland Security database?
We rated this one false. Now, this database was created to check citizenship status for things like driver's licenses or for federal benefits programs like unemployment or housing assistance. And most of the queries that go to the database are for those purposes. When we asked what percentage of the queries are for voter registration, it was less than 1%. So it was hard for us to see how that's a main function of the database. And overall, we rated the statement false.
Angie, the Stand Your Ground law debate is still going on in Florida, though Florida lawmakers are showing little appetite to change it a year and more after the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. At a Florida House Criminal Justice Committee hearing this month, Okaloosa County Sheriff Larry Ashley said that Florida sheriffs unequivocally support this, the Stand Your Ground law. Angie, do they?
We rated this one mostly false. Now, if he had said many sheriffs support it, that would have been more accurate, because what he points to is a meeting earlier this year of the Florida sheriffs where they voted in support of the Stand Your Ground law. But when we started digging into this vote, we found that not all of the sheriffs were at the meeting, and some of the sheriffs who were there didn't vote on the measure. And when we started calling around, especially to the sheriffs who are around big cities, they did have some reservations. So we felt that saying the Florida sheriffs unequivocally support the Stand Your Ground law was just too strong, so we rated the statement mostly false.
And finally, Angie, real quick here, Florida lawmakers are again considering an expansion of gambling in the state to allow big casinos in South Florida. And the retired CEO of the American Gaming Association wrote an op-ed piece in the Miami Herald saying that gambling is not what casinos are all about. He wrote, "The majority of people traveling to these destination resorts are not going for the primary purpose of gambling." Angie, PolitiFact's ruling on that.
We rated this one mostly false. Now, there's not a lot of good survey data that looks at casino resorts as a whole. Now, what the pro-casinos groups pointed us toward was financial information that shows that casino resorts get a lot of their revenues from shows, from restaurants, from non-gaming revenue. But we didn't feel like that really addressed the question of whether people are going to these resorts because they have gambling or not. I mean, they may spend other money once they're there, but saying that gambling is not the big draw, we just didn't see evidence to support that statement. So overall, we rated it mostly false.
Angie Holin, editor of PolitiFact. I think it's obvious that people go to these casinos for the buffet.
I like a good buffet, too.